The Fogarty Building stands out on a windy corridor in downtown Providence. A concrete box across from the convention center, its top two floors sit on pillars above a large open porch. The building's hard, clean lines and squared-off shape reflect what's known as brutalist architecture. It's a style that hasn't aged well, according to RISD architecture professor Christopher Bart.
Brick buildings, stone buildings, they absorb time and they become, in a way, steeped in history and memory. This building simply wears, and it doesn't take on history. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're tough buildings to appreciate.
The brutalist style became popular after World War II during an era of robust social programs. The Fogarty Building used to house a public welfare office. Bart admits it was unlikely the structure could have been saved or repurposed. Still, he's sad to see it go.
You know, the building wasn't a great work of architecture. No one would argue that. But it represents a moment in American history that is a vanishing moment. You know, the moment where our dreams of a great society emerge out of the political arena.
These days, politicians and residents may be more concerned about the economy than thought-provoking architecture. Providence's Downtown Design Review Committee has given the green light for an 8-story hotel, one of several steps needed to replace the building. As to the proposed hotel's design, Bart considers it generic, but he says for a city whose economy is still on its heels, design may have to take a back seat. A spokesperson for the developer, the Procacianti Group, says construction for the new hotel could begin as early as this fall. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.